In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Hey, welcome to the show. It is great to be along with you. Huge, huge lineup of guests on the show today. Let's get right to it. Cardinals broadcaster Paulo Asensio is with us to start things off on what was a monster day of sports yesterday, another one today. And Paulo, you're right in the middle of it. How are things?
Hey, how we doing, Tom? Buenos dias. ¿Cómo estás?
Buenos dias, my friend. And I'll tell you what, the Cardinals on a day when pitching was the theme of the day, Matt Morris and Dave Duncan go into the Cardinals Hall of Fame along with Cardinals great Whitey Karowski. They pitched their tails off yesterday. Kyle Gibson, Jojo Romero, Andrew Kittredge, Ryan Helsley, Pedro Pajes behind the plate. I mean, that was what you look for, what you dream about if you're loving pitching. That was a great win.
It was. And we were talking in the broadcast with Benjamin Molina and myself. By the way, yesterday we had with us, just because, you know, part of the Hall of Fame weekend with the Cardinals, Jose Oquendo, Cheito, as we call him, he spent 7 innings with us in the booth during the broadcast. And exactly, that's my feeling this morning. I just got goosebumps again because what comes out, obviously comes out of his mouth, but I was going to say what comes out of his mind, the baseball knowledge, all the secrets. I mean, he is the secret weapon, but now all the secrets that he has, all the ways that he can help this organization. And one thing that I learned yesterday, Tom, and I don't want to, you know, walk away from your question and pitching because it was great pitching. And my point, my beginning of my point was, Benji was saying that Logan Gilbert was one of the best pitchers we've seen all year. One of the best opponents, even better than Paul Skenes, who made a very good start here against us this season. But what Gilbert did yesterday was fantastic. And somebody could say, well, you know, they let him pitch too much. The guy didn't even have 100 pitches. It was just a good at-bat against Pedro. And I think once he hit Walker, he got a little out of his rhythm. You know, he maybe that got on his head, and then he tried to challenge Pedro. Hey, Pedro Picapiedra, as I call him. In case you don't know, Tom, Pedro Picapiedra is Fred Flintstone in Spanish. So when Pedro Pajes hits a home run, that's why I say Yaba Daba Do, because Pedro Picapiedra just hit a home run. Because people were asking me, how come you say Yaba Daba Do when Pedro is hitting? But yeah, no, having Cheito Kendo with us the whole weekend, great performance by the team. And today, you know, the third one of the series against the Seattle Mariners. And don't forget, I hope to see you, Tom, and everybody else, because today we celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month here at the stadium with Fiesta Cardenales starting very, very early. Hopefully we end the celebration with a win. And a series wins against the Mariners.
Yeah, they keep stacking wins. It's going to be a great day for you. You just mentioned it. Drew, give it to us. Here's the call.
En ha permitido solamente tres imparables. Uno de ellos se fue lejos. Aquí Pedro Pajes, batazo elevado, profundo. Jardín central, la va a pasar sobre su cabeza. Kirk Meyer, Pedro, Yaba Daba Do, a la historia, cuadrangular para Pedrito, el tercero del año, el primero en casa para él en su carrera, y los Cardenales se van arriba 4-2 aquí en la quinta entrada.
One of the great many calls you've had throughout your time as a Cardinals broadcaster. There's one right there, but I want to ask a question about you, and then we'll follow before we get to Ollie Marmol here in 5 minutes about what's happening today. But what has this been like for you, Polo? I haven't had you on this show in a while. I know that you have just, I can feel it every time I talk to you and hear you, that you're like many of these Cardinal broadcasters through the years, that it feels bigger than us. And I know how special it is to you every time you open up that mic.
It is. It is bigger than us. And it's especially, you know, doing it in Spanish. This is the ninth season, you know, one way or the other that we do it. We started in 2016 with two games. Now this is, I believe, the fourth season. We do every single home game. And it's bigger than us. It's bigger than baseball. And like I said, you know, doing it in Spanish, doing it for a community in St. Louis that is growing every day. And today we're going to see it at the stadium. You know, the celebration starts as soon as the gates open, 11:45. We're going to have live music at the Bud Terrace. There's going to be a parade of flags. The players that have either roots or were born outside of the United States, in Venezuela, Mexico, Cuba, Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, they're going to celebrate it. They're going to celebrate their heritage in front of the fans this day. It's very special. You know, we celebrate, we honor, and we always do it with respect, because we know that one thing with Cardinal Nation is we honor and respect the baseball. We honor and respect tradition. And today is another part of that celebration, another part of that tradition. And it's going to be great. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to be there. Benji's going to be there. And perhaps one or two of the current players are going to show up at the terrace to say hi to some of the fans. And it's an honor, Tom. It's an honor to every day wear the headset and talk to Cardinal Nation, Spanish, English. It doesn't matter the language. We know that we are the best fans in baseball. And yes, you know, this season has been hard again, just like last season. But I believe, I still believe, and like I said yesterday, as long as the calendar says there is a chance, we have a chance to come back and get into the playoffs. The players believe it. I believe it. I hope the fans believe it. And they show the appreciation they have for this franchise coming to the game. And especially today, Fiesta Cardenales is going to be all day, live music during the game, during the innings. Players might change their walk-up music to celebrate their roots too. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
That's awesome. It's in the Budweiser Terrace, which is a great part of the ballpark. And before we go real quick, you teased on Twitter. I still call it Twitter. A very special event coming up next Sunday. Can you tell us?
Yes, next Sunday. We partnered, Benji Molina, Polo Asensio, Los Cardenales. We partnered with Ted Drews. And by the way, my respect and condolences to the Drews family. But the legacy that this family is bringing, is brought to St. Louis, is going to live on forever. So next Sunday from 12 to 2 at the gift shop in the store in Chippewa, Benji Molina, myself, Polo Asensio, we're going to launch a brand new flag, a pennant that honors Ted Drews, honors St. Louis, and honors Los Cardenales and Hispanic Heritage Month. So hopefully you have a chance to come celebrate with us again next Sunday, Chippewa store, special pennant, Polo Asensio, Benji Molina, and Los Cardenales de San Luis. And speaking of celebrations, Tom, please give me 30 seconds to wish my lovely wife a happy birthday. She is in California, so I don't know if she's awake, because over there it's like 8:15 in the morning, and I'm pretty sure she went out to party last night. It's okay. So happy birthday to my wife, Maribel, and hopefully it's 50 and 50 more. I just said how old she is.
That's awesome. Hey, you know what? That's beautiful. Happy birthday to her, and have an amazing day today. And I'm sure Drew can get that clip to you so you can send it to her to prove that you wished her a happy birthday on KMOX.
To prove that yes. And again, thank you very much, Tom. And hey, let's have some fun today at Fiesta and next Sunday with our friends at Ted Drews. Let's just keep celebrating. Let's keep growing as a community. Let's keep growing as an organization, because we all know that the Cardinals are the cream of the crop.
Way to hear from you, buddy. I love this. This is great. Thank you for joining us on KMOX today.
Gracias, Tom. Y nos vemos el domingo ahí en Ted Drews from 12 to 2. Polo Asensio, Benji Molina, celebrating our Hispanic heritage.
Cardinals broadcaster Polo Asensio with us on Sports on a Sunday Morning. Ollie Marmol coming up in just a minute or so from Busch Stadium as we kick off coverage of the Cardinals and the Mariners. But there is so much to come. Bill McDermott, Chris Kerber, Dan Reardon, Lutz Vandensteel, John Mozeliak, Bernie Miklas. That's the lineup today until noon on KMOX.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.